Good morning, everybody. My name is Pascal Boireau. I am Vice President of the Scientific Committee in the French High Council for Biotechnology, and I will present you a brief view on the GeneDrive techniques applied on mosquitoes. I thank all the organizers to allow us to present this expertise that we performed some time ago to compare the various techniques to fight against mosquitoes. So this technique for which I will have a focus is based on the GeneDrive. The GeneDrive is a series of tools that allow high specificity at a molecular level and at the population level. And it could be, as many other tools, also harmful for the manipulator. It is a sophisticated technique, perhaps not cost-effective for dual use, except if we don't know exactly the target on which we want to focus. It could be a hidden technique with a lag mode of operation and make it pernicious for detection in a way. So, using this technology, it's possible to make some knockout gene, to make some change in the gene, and also it is the basic way for GeneDrive opportunity to targeted insertion. So, the principle applied on mosquitoes in base to allow the cell machinery CRISPR-Cas9 with target to copy and paste itself to create a perpetual movement machine for gene modification in a way at each generation. Why it's focused on mosquitoes? Because it is the vector number one for humanity, and it is the most dangerous animal at the surface of the world. And even if the majority of mosquito species don't transmit pathogen, there are several dozen of mosquitoes that transmit terrible diseases, infectious diseases, in human and also animal. So it's why the GeneDrive technology appears as a possibility, as it is an exquisite system to eliminate one species among the diversity of species that has transmitted infectious pathogen. I insist on the way that for mosquitoes, all the logistic is existing and it's possible now to spread easily using drone some modified population of mosquitoes. You can see this trial that have been in Tapachula 2 years ago in Mexico. Last year, WHO produced a guidance for the production for sterile insect techniques applied on mosquitoes. Various systems are applied to fight against mosquitoes. There are techniques that are self-limiting and technically are self-sustaining. We will speak about this kind of technology presently. GeneDrive could be applied for population elimination of mosquitoes. For that, the release of males carrying a GD cassette inserted within the gene essential for female fertility and thereby conferring female sterility is necessary. There are requirements. Female sterility should be recessive system and the GeneDrive should be confined to germline. There are some technical problems to be solved, the development of GeneDrive resistance in the population, the decline in hemizygous female fertility. Second way, the population modification, to allow to have mosquito population that have a reduction of power to transmit infectious pathogen. Beyond that, there are several key questions. What are the impact on physiology of mosquitoes if we modify the sensibility for this vector to transmit an infectious virus, for example? What is the impact on bacteria and parasites that can be transmitted in parallel by these kind of mosquitoes? But never mind, concerning the gene-drive technology, there is a possibility, of course, of development of gene-drive resistance. There is a possibility of resistance of the pathogen inside the population. And there is also a lack of tissue-specific Cas9 expression that can occur in the time or with this technology that do not facilitate the blocking of pathogen. We summarize here gene-drive limits. Of course, gene-drive is rise and system with sex-specific target gene for eradication strategy. They will not affect every organism on Earth, happily. They can still invade every population of interfertile species. That is a serious problem, gene flow, non-boundary. And the gene-drive is affected by the genetic cost of the targeted gene. It is some limit that I summarize here. Gene-drive has a potential weapon. It's always possible in a way, because the powerful of this system is to spread in a wide population in a period of time, of course, but it is necessary for that to define specifically the species that we want to use, to target, and to use vectors for that. It could be a tool to impair a population, to block the ability to take part of the market and to induce sensibility to a disease, for example, to put disease markers. It is also a possibility to spread a weakening gene in a population, particularly applying in agriculture yield. The limit, they will not affect every organism of the species in a short period of time, and as most biological tools, it is also dangerous for the people that use it. Survey and prevention can be applied for this technology also, as for other techniques. To prevent, of course, public awareness is essential, particularly during this conference. The ability to identify a situation at risk, of course, to detect, there is a system that is inserted inside the genome, so it's possible to detect it. And countermeasures are existing now with anti-CRISPR system, of course, and also a specific gene drive that can block if we identify specifically the system that was spread illegally. I thank all my colleagues for this expertise and all of you. Many thanks.